Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
So here we are today with Sherry Hanna, and she has got a brand new business called 337 Murata Art, and it's on Murata Road, right next to Ebb Tide Cafe, right next to the ocean. And she's pretty excited about it. So I invited her in here to do a podcast. We go way back to homeschooling Waldorf schools, AYSO.
Yeah, kids were itty bitty when we first met. Now they're in college. So it's been a long time.
So I'm doing a little bit of Coastside Buzz and you're doing 337 Murata Art. Capital A, capital R, capital T.
Exactly.
So let's start at the beginning. How did you first get interested in art?
So I always was drawing growing up, and I loved art, but I never thought about it as a career. I wanted to go into advertising, not realizing that actually the part of advertising that I liked was the art creation. So I got into college and was going to be philosophy of formal systems study. And that was, we had before they had computer science.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so I declared that. Went home, had a nightmare, got up the next day and went and declared art because I had been doing some art classes and I liked them.
That's a fun one to tell your kids.
So, you know, graduated with an art degree. There's not much really that you can do with an art degree. And I worked on my graphic design portfolio and the person who was helping me said, you know, you can be a great graphic designer. You don't want to do that. You want to be a fine artist. Go do that. Hmm. So I did that, but hard to make a living. So mm-hmm. I got a real job, worked a number of jobs, retail, restaurants, got into high tech, doing project management consulting, went off and started a company with a couple of friends that's still chugging along.
Wow.
Got married, had kids, and was all consumed with the stay-at-home mom, field trips, volunteering mm-hmm. in the classroom, and then
Waldorf schools.
Yeah, all that stuff. And as they got older and I started looking around and having a little bit more time, had all my art stuff out, finally said, I either need to do it or I need to put it aside. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go for it. And nice. So I started drawing first and then I got back into painting and got into the Pescadero show last year and then got into the Made on the Coast section of Pumpkin Festival.
Wow.
And nice. Yeah, so I was really excited nice. For that. And as you remember, there was that awful storm last year.
Right.
So 10:30 at night on Saturday before we're supposed to set up at 5 a.m. Sunday morning, got a phone call saying that our session had been canceled.
Mm.
And so the woman who called me, I said, you know what? I have access to this space. Do you want to do a makeup show? And she said, yeah. I'm busy. I got other phone calls to make, but call me another day. So the next day I called her and I said, no, really, I have this space. Do you want to do a makeup show? And so we met and she said, yeah, this is great. Let's do it. And so within 2 weeks, we pulled together four other artists and had our first show first weekend in November. And it went really well. You know, we had a grand opening or a reception and lots of people came through. Went up through the weekend and then we got together later in the week and said, so what do you guys think? And everybody said, let's do it again. So we did what we called first weekend's art shows. And it was local artists, first weekend of every month, and the artists were always on site. So if you saw something you liked, you could talk to the artist, you could learn about their process,
cool.
buy it right from them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that from November until August. And then setting up for the first weekend in August, found out that the company whose space I was using had given up their lease. And so I was losing my space to do the
Uh-oh.
Shows.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really depressed.
Sure.
And then was telling people, you're telling the artists, and they said, well, can we take over this space?
Big jump.
Big jump. And I said, really? Do you want to? And they're
oh,
like,
how
yeah,
exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting.
So it's been a really crazy 7 weeks now or something like that.
Yeah.
Signed the lease September 1st, mm-hmm. and now we are all
committed.
On our own. Committed. We have the first floor. We're open every weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, right? and Sunday.
I'll have the hours up on the webpage so you'll see that. And we'll have a link to Sherry's website as well for 337 Murata Art. What are some of the other artists that are also involved?
So we've got Eileen Kane, who makes warm glass, and she's my main partner with this. Mm-hmm. Nancy Wilder, who does wearable silk and
I've seen
felt.
Her stuff. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Yeah. She's pretty involved. Diane Hostler Burns, who does batiks, so essentially silk paintings, mm-hmm. and they're gorgeous. She's very involved. Gabrielle Cressman, who makes jewelry. She's also one of our main people. Mm-hmm. And then we've had Julie Brookman, who does encaustics, mm-hmm. Julie Bultman, who does jewelry, mm-hmm. Kristen Hewitt does jewelry. Mm-hmm. Let's see who else.
Is she a sculptor? Are you looking for a sculptor?
We're looking for a sculptor. We have some furniture in there from a woodworker in mm-hmm. Sonoma, beautiful rockers and side mm-hmm. tables. We're going to actually go up and see him and bring down some bar stools and maybe a few other small pieces to keep in there.
Sweet.
So we've had a bunch of other painters. We've had Leanne Hamilton from San Jose, Sandra Keeley from Redwood City, Barbara Grocki, who owns Moonside Bakery, and she also does glass. So she was in there a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's the kind of place that it's an adventure in art each time you go, because you guys aren't the same artists every weekend every day, right?
We're trying to rotate people through every week so that, yes, every time you come in, you're going to find something new.
I know. I was bicycling along, as I want to do, and I saw your place and I saw art. And I remember way, way back in the day when it was the lady who was doing the sculpture,
BJ Stevenson.
That's right. And I remember my son was about 5 at the time, and we actually got to chip away at stone out there. It was pretty exciting. So it's nice to see that that place is being used again for art, because it is absolutely beautiful space.
It's gorgeous. And you know, that sculpture that you worked on is still in the Murata neighborhood.
Oh, where is it?
It's a couple blocks up from us, so in the Miramar neighborhood.
Oh,
there's a big stone.
And I'll go have to look for it.
Yeah.
Where's Waldo? Where's the sculpture? Yeah, follow that on Instagram. Well, Sherry, that's very exciting. I wish you the best, having more people come to your show, and I know we'll have it up on the Buzz calendar, and you'll probably see us on Facebook too. And we'll put a few of the art pieces and things from the various artists up through Instagram so that you can see what beautiful things are there at 337 Murata Art.
Yes, thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome, Sherry.